This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA. So there's a teacher out of Australia who states that his energy drink habit has rotted his tongue. Now, we're going to hear more and more of these stories that come up with regards to energy drinks and what they're doing to you, because energy drinks have now been out for long enough to start seeing some damage. And, the gentleman posted a picture of a tongue that the media is saying is all blistered and peeling. I'm telling you, he's going to be fine. It looks like geographic tongue. I'll tell you what that is. But what I do like about this story is it reminds us that these energy drinks are not really the best habit to have. So his name is Dan Royals, and he currently lives in Asia, they say. At first I thought they said Australia, but it looks like he's from Australia, he lives in Asia. And he drinks 5 to 6 energy drinks a day. Now, some of you are like, oh my gosh, that's so much. That's so, well, look how easy it is. I mean, these energy drinks, they don't really have a lot of fluid. They're like 8 ounces. And if you're thirsty, you could pound 8 ounces in 2 gulps. And so it's very easy to go through 2 or 3 in the morning. Then if you get a little bit tired around noon, maybe you take one in the afternoon, you're already at 5. So, wait, no, 2, 1, 1, okay, that was 4. Okay, and maybe 2 in the afternoon. Leave me alone. So, for 80 ounces of fluid, you could drink it pretty quickly, unfortunately. So he posted this picture on Facebook. And he said his doctor told him that excessive sugar, because I guess each has about 58 grams of sugar, as well as the amino acids, B vitamins, herbal substances, taurine, whatever, might be eating away at his flesh. So he posted this on the Facebook group, Get It Off Your Chest. He said, who drinks energy drinks? Addicted to them? You might want to think again. He said, have a look at the second pic. That's what this blink does to your tongue. Imagine what it's like on your internals, I mean your internal organs. Up until recently, he states, when this started to occur, I was drinking at least 5 to 6 a day. And I brush daily. Went to the doctor and boom, found out it's the chemicals in these drinks that are causing it. It literally eats away at your tongue. So be wary, guys. So he's an Australian who lives in Asia. He does smoke cigarettes, but he insists that the damage to the tongue was from the drinks. He goes, just to make it clear, I actually do care for my oral health, but this is purely from these drinks. I do smoke, but it has nothing to do with the eating away of my tongue. Now, this isn't the first time we've been told that these energy drinks are not the safest, especially for the mouth. And if something's not safe for the mouth, it's probably not safe for the internals. A study by the World Health Organization says a study in the U.S. showed that dental cavities can result from the acidic pH and high sugar content of products like energy drinks. Then another study showed consumption of energy drinks that cause erosion and enamel layer removal in teeth. That could cause cervical dentin hypersensitivity. So the American Dental Association isn't really too excited about all this. World Health Organization researchers state that energy drinks have been linked to a variety of things, like caffeine overdose, type 2 diabetes, late miscarriages, neurological and cardiovascular system effects in children and adolescents. Cardiovascular system could be atrial fibrillation, neurological, maybe tremors. Sensation-seeking behavior if consumed with alcohol, like wide-awake drunkenness. Use and dependence of other harmful substances. poor dental health, and obesity, energy drinks. People are drinking to lose weight. They actually could be linked to obesity. So what is this geographic tongue? So what it is, I wrote an article. It's on my Facebook. So this, and I called it geographic tongue. Geographic tongue scares the hell out of people because they stick their tongue out at somebody and it looks like they have areas of it eroded away. And it's actually an inflammatory condition, but they say right now it's pretty harmless. And the tongue usually has these little baby papillae, these little bumps, little fine hair-like projections. And with geographic tongue, parts of those look smooth. So you start to think, oh my God, is it an infection? Does it mean I'm dying? Whatever. And so it's smooth with raised borders. And so the tongue looks kind of map-like. That's why they call it geographic tongue. Now, usually the lesions heal, may move, you know, and migrate to other areas of the tongue. Sometimes you can have something called benign migratory glossitis, gloss for tongue, benign for not going to kill you, and migratory meaning moving. But usually it's not associated with any health problems. However, sometimes it can hurt people. Sometimes it can be tender. Some people notice they have increased sensitivity to spices, etc. And so for some people, we do have to kind of use a medication that helps kind of numb it a little bit. But even though it's benign, it could signify that something else is going on in the body. Or you're just not having the healthiest diet. Maybe you're eating too many acidic foods. Maybe you're under stress. A lot of different things can cause it. Shouldn't get an infection from it. Again, shouldn't get cancer from it. Shouldn't be worrisome. And some people say, well, it's embarrassing and it's cosmetic looking. But, you know, I remember reading a book on Asian medicine and the tongue. And I don't recall exactly geographic tongue saying that means something's bad. But I believe in Chinese medicine, they could look at the tongue and they might think that geographic tongue might signify something based on where your patches, or they aren't patches on top, their erosions are. Do I think the energy drinks cause this to his tongue? Yeah, I mean, if he didn't have it before, yeah. But then what that means to me is it's a sign of stress. And so his body's obviously under some stress. But, you know, kids these days are into the energy drinks. They're into the vaping. Everything's now all about caffeine and nicotine. So it's no wonder we have issues. Let's go to the phone lines when we get back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So California looks like maybe the first state in the nation to ban the sale of flavored tobacco products, including the mango and mint flavored Juul nicotine pods, popular among teenagers. Now, many of you guys have been very, very passionate about this whole e-cig vaping issue and epidemic that we have. Let's go to the phone lines and hear what you have to say. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Question is, if, in fact, this Juul vaping aerosol nicotine delivery product, when they market it out there with the varied flavors, And they interacted with an eventual partner who invested $12 billion. That's $12 billion in them. I think it's Altera, I'm not quite sure of the name, which is basically the old Philip Morris company combined with others who sell cigarettes.
I'll look it up.
Now, they invested in Juul. And Juul says they, because of the increase of youth use, that they never marketed towards youth. Well, this company that had Philip Morris years back had the soft drink Tang and other soft drinks, which Tang, they marketed originally for general public with the space program. And then when that weakened, they redesigned it and went heavy into sugared flavors. Now, how is it that Juul says they didn't direct any marketing towards students but put sweetened flavors in the vaping product and had a partner who invested $12 billion in them who was one of the biggest marketers of sugared, sweetened, as it were, juices directly marketed for the children's market? Big question here. How do we allow that in this country when, in fact, it's like we're promoting illness by giving the toxicants that cause illness. Mm. Cancers, of course, included in those disease factors. Good question.
I wish I could talk to you live. Yeah, very interesting. Just to clarify, it was tobacco giant Altria. CNBC had reported that back in December, that Altria took a 35% stake in Juul, valuing the e-cig company at $38 billion at the time. And Juul had represented 75% of the e-cig market. So this Altria purchase was huge. And Altria, I believe, made Marlboro. That was kind of got a lot of people's panties all up in a bunch back then. I mean, when a big, successful company takes a hit, they're just going to turn into another big, successful entity. I mean, I'm not saying e-cigs are all big tobacco, but, you know, people want a product. You have, from a supply and demand, from a capitalistic standpoint, okay, and I get this. I am no fan of tobacco companies, mind you. But I do watch in admiration how companies rise and fall. And it's very difficult for a company that's business-minded and people who want to make money. Some of you will say greed, others will say entrepreneurs. Where you have a huge demand for something and supply sources are dwindling. So their huge demand, that demographic were people addicted to nicotine. Now, it's debatable whether it's their fault or whether it's, you know, people's high school buddies or, you know, who is truly at fault for somebody getting addicted to nicotine. You know, people say, well, it's obviously, you know, the tobacco companies did this, you know. They didn't, you know, promote and tell people that it was addictive. They didn't, you know. Well, okay, I get that, and I'm on that side of things. But playing devil's advocate, who gets sued in the alcohol industry? You know, who do you attack in the alcohol industry? Can't really attack Jack Daniels or Crown Royal or, you know, Ski Vodka. It's called Sky. So I guess it's Ski. Grey Goose. I mean, Jose Cuervo, who do you then blame for alcohol addiction? You got millions of people addicted to alcohol. And then who do you blame for sugar addicts? We have a lot of obesity, and there are people addicted to sugar. If I had to admit to being addicted to anything, if I looked at the scientific definition, I wouldn't say I could live without it, obviously. I could go without chocolate if I had to. But the closest thing is I would probably be addicted to chocolate. I can't walk by a piece of chocolate and not eat it. I can't just, you know, I'll be thinking about it all day. It'll consume me. Maybe not all sugar, but definitely chocolate. So who are we going after for that? So tobacco, and understandably so, because of all the very apparent and, you know, scientific health risks, was kind of the easiest to go after. But a monster such as that doesn't just go away. You know, oh, well, they'll get, you know, cut, assumed up in other, you know, industries, and, you know, somebody else will hire them for marketing or for, you know, acquisitions, mergers and acquisitions, and blah, blah, blah. You know, no, when people know that there's a entity out there that can make them millions, if not billions of dollars, they're going to be creative. And so these e-cigs did just that. You guys asked for e-cigs. This is on all of us. We were so anti-tobacco and tobacco products. We didn't really talk much about the nicotine. Nicotine was the delivery for the tobacco to get into us. And so the companies are like, fine, you don't like tobacco? Fine, we'll cut back on our production, we'll cut back on our sales, we'll cut back on our advertising. Meanwhile, you sell all these people addicted to nicotine. What products are we going to have for them? So we have a nicotine product with no tobacco. They did exactly what we wanted. Smart asses, but they did exactly what they what we wanted. We were anti-tobacco. So now we have to be anti-nicotine. What's next? So this is interesting. California, now this came out yesterday from the San Francisco Chronicle. California would be the first state in the nation to ban the sale of flavored tobacco products if the proposed legislation advances. The Senate Health Committee passed SB 38, which will prohibit retail stores and vending machines from selling flavored tobacco, including nicotine cartridges that evoke the smell and taste of candy, dessert, and fruit. The ban would also apply to flavored hookah, cigars, cigarillos, chew, and snuff. But it would not ban the sale of the smoking devices themselves, like the e-cigs or the vape pens, unless they have the flavor cartridges. So the measure is co-authored by Democratic Senators Jerry Hill from San Mateo and Steve Glazier from Orinda, and sponsored by the American Cancer Society's Cancer Action Network, American Heart Association, American Lung Association. And then it's going to head to the Senate Appropriations Committee. Then a companion bill in the Assembly has also been introduced. And I guess under the bill, if a store violates this ban, they are going to have civil penalties ranging from $400 to $600 for the first violation, and up to $5,000 to $6,000 for the fifth violation within 5 years. Stores that do not comply could also have their tobacco license suspended for 40 to 90 days after the third offense. So the bill is trying to hope that we'll have less teens who vape, especially the most appealing flavors. The vaping industry groups and manufacturers argue that such policies are going to hurt adult cigarette smokers who vape as a way to wean off traditional cigarettes. Now, e-cigs have never gotten federal regulatory seal of approval as a smoking cessation product because we just don't know. And some smokers claim that the vaping is getting them off the tobacco. So what the advocacy groups want to do is get these high school students off of these, and I get that. I get that. So banning the sale of flavored tobacco products, is that constitutional? I mean, can they ban, can they, you know, mandate that whatever you use tastes like crap? Can they do that? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Show us the report, and we can draw our own conclusions.
Those are comments from Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. Now, no one has said that the final report of Special Counsel Robert Mueller will not be released to the public, although currently Attorney General Bill Barr is going through and redacting some of the classified information that may be in the report, but the president seems to agree with Speaker of the House Pelosi that the full report should be released to Congress, the White House, and the public. During a House Intelligence Committee hearing, Democrat Adam Schiff, chairman of that committee, rejected claims that he deliberately fueled a false narrative about Russian collusion with the Trump presidential campaign in 2016. Texas Republican Congressman Mike Conway says Schiff's past and present actions are deplorable.
We have no faith in your ability to discharge your duties in a manner consistent with your constitutional responsibility and urge your immediate resignation as chairman of the committee.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
all right,
maybe
we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Cheeks. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So making the rounds in social media, and it is definitely getting a lot of people's panties all up in a bunch, is this video. And again, I'm not really sure what the circumstances were. This is what I'm being told by the media. Where officers from the Chandler Police Department kicked down a door to the home with guns drawn to remove a boy with a fever. They actually had to break down the door with guns. And this is on video. Although, I mean, I'm looking at this video and I'm like, are you sure that's what the case was? Are you sure it's not a video of something else going on? But this is what we're being told. Okay? Apparently, the officers were at the home because their doctor reported the family to the Arizona Department of Child Safety. The doctor had been worried that the child had meningitis. And my guess is the parents probably didn't respond to the doctor's request that the child go to the hospital. So the doctor called the police. Now we're being told this is a naturopathic doctor who told the Child Protective Services that the child had not been vaccinated after his parents brought him in for a checkup in February. And he had a fever of more than 100 degrees. The doctor then told the parents to take the child to the emergency room. But his fever broke after the doctor's visit, so the parents never went. When the doctor found out that the parents never took the child to the emergency room, he called the Department of Child Services, Protective Services. Then DCS called Chandler Police to check on the child. According to ABC News, the boy's father refused to let police inside the home. The officers returned a short time later with a search warrant, forced their way into their home after the family didn't respond to their orders. State Representative Kelly Townsend, who helped get legislation passed that requires DCS to get a search warrant to remove children from their home in a non-emergency situation, condemned the incident. She said after seeing the footage, she told the station, "This is not the country that I recognize." At that point, who now owns control over the child? And it seems like we've given that now to the doctor, and the parent no longer has a say, or they risk SWAT team taking all of your children and potentially the newborn. Townsend said that we need to admit this situation was a mistake and focus on other cases where there is actually neglect and abuse. Now, wow. All right, parents are probably beside themselves with this. And this is something that was always very, very difficult when I was in training. And they would teach us and have us do certain role-playing and scenarios on what to do if the parents prohibit you from giving care to the child. And, you know, sometimes we deal with cases of Jehovah's Witness where the family, you know, is against blood product, you know, being given, wants other means necessary, you know, IV fluids, whatever, but sometimes the child needs blood. And so we get the ethics committee involved. We, you know, sit down with the parents. We try to, you know, we try to reach an agreement. But the child's life does come first. The reason why is a baby or a five-year-old or a minor doesn't have say over their religious beliefs or they don't have say. The parents do. And so if we think the child's life is in jeopardy, we do have a right as doctors to intervene. And the reason why that happened, you could think some of these parents out there that were complete whack jobs that would allow their kid to die. And we as a society are like, okay, wait a second. You know, we have some parents out here who are just, like remember there were some parents who named their kid Hitler and Ava? I don't know what they did. They try. You know, you're like, what? Adolf Hitler? Why would you do that? So because we have some very rogue cases of parents, we as a society have to make sure that we don't have people there abusing their kids, neglecting their kids, and unfortunately, child abuse and child neglect is rampant. So we look at this and we go, what the hell was Child Protective Services thinking? And again, if I was a parent, I would be furious. But keep in mind, Child Protective Services sees things that we would never be able to unsee, and we would need psychiatric care for years to recover. They see stuff that happens to these kids that I you don't even see in POW camps. I mean, horrible. And so, yeah, they are going to have the city and our support to do what they need to. Now, one question I have is, why didn't the parents, now mind you, I would be really upset, anybody storming, but if a police officer knocked on my door and I saw credentials, I would talk to the police officer. I mean, I would allow, one thing I've kind of learned is, you know, if the police want to talk to you, as long as they're not rounding you up and sending you to a concentration camp, if the police want to talk to you because they want to check on your kid, I'd open the door. Take a look, kid's here, no fever, no sign of meningitis. Well, then you could always sue the doctor, you could always sue whoever, but let the police in. I don't know if I like this whole idea of them having to then get a search warrant and then them having to break down the door. You know, I mean, if the police are knocking, checking on somebody, it gets worse when you mess with the police, all right? But this doctor, now, was the doctor wrong? Well, here's the thing. If the doctor really thought that child had meningitis, yeah, the doctor's going to be scared. Now, meningitis can manifest in headache, severe photophobia, inability to move your head, inability to move your neck because it's really painful, very high fever, and the child is really looking sick. Most doctors should be able to identify that. It sounds like this case, it was kind of iffy. The child might have looked really, really sick then. Parents didn't go to the ER. So, in his state, he might have been required to call CPS. I mean, we doctors, we have to report child abuse. We have to. So if we think a child may die of a meningitis, we get in trouble if we don't report it. So if the doctor was acting properly because he's confined by laws, and the police and the CPS had to do what they had to do, how do we prevent something like this? Because parents are, you know, this is definitely shedding light on the whole idea of, okay, so we unvaccinate our kids, and so we now lose a lot of rights that other people do. Did all this happen because everybody had said over the phone, oh, this is an anti-vaxxer family? Are anti-vaxxer parents going to later be in trouble and accused of child abuse? Now, that scares a lot of parents out there. Because you don't want to be forced to do something to your kid when your kid is healthy. We believe in vaccines, but not everybody believes in them. And if vaccines are not considered 1,000% safe, you know, it's understandable why there's some parents who go, let me think about it. So we're starting to look at some issues in society where we're following the rules, but these rules are being really, really restricted. And this seems excessive. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. We hear science. Yeah, this is weird. These head transplant stories. So same guy, Sergio Canavero of Italy. They're still working. They're still working on this first head transplant. They're still planning on it. plan on it. Sergio is combining forces with Xiaoping Ren of China. They published two studies. I believe this was yesterday. And they claim that they can cure irreversible spinal cord injuries in monkeys and dogs. And they describe their findings as unprecedented. And they say they are ready to start this in humans. They are still planning to do the first human head transplant. Sergio Canavero of Italy and Xiaoping Ren of China have already published successful spinal cord injury reversible cures in monkeys. According to the papers published in the peer-reviewed U.S. Journal Surgical Neurology International, the animals were able to walk again after their spinal cords were severed and then successfully repaired. Canavero told USA Today that his studies completely reject the view that a severed spinal cord cannot be mended in any way. This is a mantra uncritically repeated over and over. Now, the recent animal studies were done in China at Harbin Medical University. Researchers across the country have been pushing the envelope scientifically, ethically. This has been kind of very controversial. And then in 2018, I guess they had a Russian computer science student who volunteered, Valery Spiridonov, to undergo the first head transplant because he has this fatal muscle wasting disease. But he dropped out because his new wife gave birth to a quote-unquote miracle son. I guess they were able to have a baby. So he dropped out and declined. I was wondering why didn't that move forward. So, even though they do not have somebody who wants to get this done, now, the reason why this was so crucial, having Valerie involved, is because they need somebody whose head and brain function is healthy, but whose body is unfortunately not working, and who already has a high risk of death or a poor prognosis. So they wanted to transplant his head onto a healthy donor's body who passed away, I guess, you know, from other means, so that he could hopefully walk again. And they would reattach every single vessel, nerve, ligament, so that he could hopefully walk. And, you know, I mean, it's very chutzpah-y. I mean, it's really gutsy. And it's very exciting to think that they could do that. But from what we understand, when this has worked, I believe one monkey they were able to do this on lived for a couple days, but then there was a horrible rejection and monkey died. So, they said geneticist Dr. He Zhangku, remember, revealed that he was able to genetically edit twin girls. Reports later claimed the Chinese government funded his work, sparking more concern. And Canavero has been kind of considered as a rogue. And so, you know how we have that other Chinese researcher, and now we have the Italian researcher. And so when these scientists decide to buck academia, they end up not really getting a lot of support, and they also get ripped on. The thing is it's very interesting. Anybody that's ever worked in academia realize you're not supposed to be the Patch Adams, or you're not supposed to stand out. Standing out never works in academia, okay? If you do research, okay, that's fantastic. It's a big thing. But you can't look like you're going rogue. Universities love to stay under the radar. So if you are going to do research, do it in something that's not really controversial, you know? Oh, you discovered that paper can, you know, carry a wet mug, or wet paper could carry a mug. Okay, good study. Now, I mean, some of the universities out there, they really love getting some headlines. Like, oh, look at us. You know, we're doing this, and we'll bring in some money. But if it's controversial, they could risk losing money. And that's why universities, right, are very, very cautious about certain things that happen. Any sort of bad publicity could really put a university in trouble because then they don't get donations or federal funding. And many of these studies, if they're not going to be done by pharmaceutical companies on drugs and things like that, and you really don't have a lot of, you know, NIH laboratories throughout the country, we kind of rely on medical schools and universities and science departments. So the field of research is a fascinating one. I'm really fascinated by it. But there's a kind of code you're supposed to live by. So claiming that you're going to take a person who's alive, sever off his head, and reattach it to another body doesn't really fit the code. If he's successful, wow, going to be huge. If he's not successful, no. Everybody's going to, you know, throw him under the bus. That's just the way it is. So I'm not sure when this is going to be planned. You know, obviously they're going to have they're going to need a consent, somebody to, you know, be of sound mind. There's going to have to be a lot of witnesses saying, yep, I really want to do this. You sure you want to do this? Yep, I want to do this. Then they have to make sure they have the proper donor of the rest of the body. But the fact that they were able to do some successful studies in animals is interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Ladies, you got to be really, 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 really careful. Really careful with cosmetic surgery. There's a therapist who was just killed by a blood clot after having her breast enhancement surgery and a tummy tuck. And a court case found that she was not given medication that could have saved her. Louise Harvey, 36 years old, spent close to $10,000 for a three-hour double operation at a private clinic run by, quote, by Transform. They say it advertises its services during the show Love Island. And the mother of three had a history of blood clots in her family. And unfortunately, she died from a blood clot in Norfolk. At a pre-inquest hearing, it's found that she was never given anticoagulants or blood-thinning drugs, even though she had a family history. Now, she died on July 5th. She had been prescribed a single dose during her two-day stay at a hospital. This was at this was a hospital run by the UK cosmetic surgery company Transform. But then they said that she had been delayed getting it and not getting a second dose. So what ended up happening was she had a clot, and it stopped blood flow, obviously, and she passed away. Now, from what we understand, her grandmother and sister had each suffered deep vein thrombosis. These are blood clots that happen in the veins. And it kind of raises the question, what should you do based on your family history? So, you know, if there's heart attacks in the family, we already tell you to get your heart checked. Right? If there's colon cancer in the family, they tell you to get your colon checked. So if there's blood clots in the family, get your blood checked. And there's blood tests that we can do. Coagulation panels to see if you're prone to blood clots. If you are, then your surgeon could take some precautions. So any of you that have a family member with blood clots, ask that you guys get that coagulation panel. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product
product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.